This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 9,000 migrants from Honduras crossed into Guatemala on Saturday in a caravan that began one day earlier, hoping to reach the United States in the early days of a new administration. Initially, police at checkpoints set up along the highway in both Honduras and Guatemala asked for identification documents, but made no attempt to stop the migrants. Saturday, however, Guatemalan soldiers blocked part of the migrant caravan close to a point of entry on a highway near the Honduras border. The Guatemalan government issued a statement calling on Honduran authorities to contain the massive departure of its inhabitants through permanent preventive actions. Traveling on foot, the migrants say they're willing to brave a journey of thousands of kilometers through Guatemala and Mexico to reach the United States, escaping poverty, unemployment, gang and drug violence, and natural disasters in their country. Uganda's Yoweri Museveni has won a sixth term in office, according to an announcement from the Ugandan Election Commission on Saturday. This extends his 35-year rule after a vote that his main challenger said was marred by fraud. The 76-year-old leader took power in 1986. He's one of Africa's longest-serving presidents. He was accused of suppressing the opposition and media ahead of one of the most violent election campaigns in recent years. Museveni won with 58.6% of the vote. Challenger Bobby Wine, a 38-year-old former reggae singer, came in second with 34.8% of the vote. The chairman of the Election Commission said turnout was 57% of almost 18 million registered voters. Security forces poured into the streets of Kampala.